They will give notice, the Greens, of legislation to protect food businesses that allow customers to bring in their own takeaway containers. Basically, this legislation would absolve those owners from any liability if customers bring their own takeaway containers. Spence Denny spoke to Greens MLC Robert Sims.
At the moment, businesses can allow people to bring in a takeaway container if they want to. But the problem is a lot of businesses don't want to do that because they're liable if something goes wrong. So, for instance, if I bring my Tupperware into your restaurant and I haven't properly cleaned it and it's not really sterile, and I take it home and I get sick afterwards, or I don't properly store the container after I've eaten at your restaurant, I could say, well, the business is responsible. And that's why a lot of businesses are concerned and don't want to do this. And, you know, people might have tried to ask businesses why they won't accept takeaways before. So this is just a simple reform to amend the Act, making it very clear that actually it's the consumer that is responsible for what happens in that sense, rather than the business. And as a consequence, I think lots of businesses will get on board with this and be supportive, because it allows them, along with their customers, to reduce their waste.
In a moment, we're going to speak with a couple of businesses who already are offering this service and what has factored into their consideration around it. But first, let's go to Karen Murphy, who's part of the Refuse, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle in Adelaide Facebook group. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Sonia.
This is something that you have made a priority in your life. In what ways do you use it?
So I try to avoid packaging as much as possible, because at the end of the day, that packaging costs money in the first place. And then when the product has been used up and it's finished, then we need to work out how to recycle it. And recycling costs money as well. So if I can use my own containers and my own bags, then it makes it a lot easier and more cost-effective to do that with all of the shopping and things that I buy at the supermarkets, etc.
So before this today, I mean, at this point, are there a lot of businesses who are offering that to you?
I tend to shop where they will offer that service to me. So I do a lot of shopping at the central markets and find that there's a number of stores that will accept my own containers, not only for just food, but also cleaning and personal care products and so on. So it makes it really attractive to go in there and do a big shop when I know that they will accept all my own bags and containers and so on.
Well, Karen, given that you are already in the mode of doing that, this legislation that is being considered, or the notice that's been given today about the potential legislation, do you think that will make a difference to a lot of the businesses that you might consider using if that liability were removed?
Not really sure. I don't get a lot of takeaway, but I would really love to be able to take my own containers when we do actually get it as a family treat. I think it would make businesses feel a lot more comfortable allowing people to use their own containers. In my case, it would probably be more situations like the deli counters, within Foodland stores and Woolworths on, where, you know, I refuse those at the moment when I know they come in those single-use plastic containers. But if they offered the ability to be able to use your own containers, then I would actually use it more often, knowing that, you know, there wasn't that single-use plastic in play.
So in terms of what you value, this is a win for some stores because they're likely to get your customer if they're prepared to open themselves up to that.
Absolutely. I don't understand why they don't take advantage of that, because there are many people out there wanting to do it and use it to their advantage, make it attractive for people to come in and buy their products, because they do offer that service of bringing your own container.
So that's Karen Murphy. She's part of the Refuse, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle in Adelaide Facebook group, and obviously very committed to that. Let's talk now to a couple of businesses who already are, even without the legislation. See what their thinking has been on that. Courtney is from Brother Bear Cafe in Mount Barker. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, this legislation or this bill of notice is being put into the State Parliament today, but you can bring your containers already and you've been encouraging it. What made you decide to do it even without that coverage of the liability as a business owner?
I think that we all know that the impacts on the environment are all through the news all the time. And so Jess, who owns our cafe, is really passionate about that and reducing our impact on the world around us. And so in 2018, we made the really daring and bold decision to go completely single-use free for all of our coffee cups, and we're building from there.
Okay, so let's talk about how it plays out in your cafe then. So you encourage to bring your own cup. Do you have an option for people who don't bring their own cup?
Yeah, we have a few. If people have time, obviously they can sit in the cafe and just enjoy the coffee with us. We do have a whole retail shelf of cups that people can purchase, but a really big thing is that we want it to be accessible to everyone regardless of cost. So we have two extra options that are cost-free. We have an area of mugs and jars, and people can pick up a mug or a jar and have their coffee in that to go.
Okay, so they can take that with them?
Yes, and if they're in the area and they're able to drop it back at some point, they can do that even without rinsing it. But if they're travelling through, then it's a good option for them to still be able to have their coffee but not contribute to that waste.
So you're like raiding the Goodwill shops, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so and do a lot of people take it up? Do you see that there's the will with people who come into your cafe that they're actively wanting to do this?
Yeah, for the most part. So obviously the people who've been coming for quite some time, who are part of our community, have gone through that phasing out process for the past 3 years, where we've warned them, like, this is what we're moving towards. And we find that for the most part, people who are just travelling through, when we tell them, look, this is our environmental policy, this is what we're on about, they actually light up and they're like, oh, that's really cool.
Now, this is specifically, this law that we're looking at today, specifically about bringing your own containers in, not just cups for coffee, but your containers in for food. Do you already offer that at Brother Bear Cafe? Yes. And how do you find the response to that is? Do you get a lot of people bringing their containers in?
It's a little bit slower. And I think after, you know, during this pandemic, I think some people have found that a bit hard or challenging, but we do encourage people to bring firstly their smoothie cups if they bring like want a takeaway smoothie. But we've just started rolling out a bring your own container on a Friday and get 25% discount on all food for takeaway.
Okay, so you're not only allowing it to happen, you're encouraging it to happen.
Absolutely.
And have you ever, has it ever been an issue in terms of wondering about the liability, given that this law is going through, this bill of notice is being brought into the Parliament today?
I think that it's often in the background of what people are thinking, but I think with the right education and also if someone is really worried, we can always put it through our dishwasher. So I think education, encouraging the community in general that reusing and repurposing is even better than recycling. I think it's something that is starting to gain some traction.
Courtney is from Brother Bear Cafe in Mount Barker. Another butcher's shop that's been doing this is Brighton City Meats. Chris Richardson is the manager there. Hello, Chris.
How you going?
How long do you reckon you've been letting people bring their own containers to take home the meats they purchase with you?
Well, I reckon it's been the last 4 or 5 years we've been encouraging customers to bring their containers in for.
So that's quite a long time. And has it always been smooth going?
It has been. Like, we've had the ups and downs where I think people getting a little bit confused bringing in like reused like bags and things like that. But now everyone's really, really good in understanding. They bring in a clean Tupperware container or just a plastic container, and we fill it for their meat for them.
And what prompted your business to be looking at that in the beginning?
Well, I think it was more so the customers. We were getting customers asked if they could bring in their containers, and we never really thought of it before. And we just sort of started saying yes to a lot of the regular customers that were pushing for it, and then word of mouth sort of spread from there. And now we're probably, I'd say maybe up to 10% of our turnover is over with plastic containers.
That's pretty significant without that being a sort of general practice. That's a lot, 10%.
Yeah.
With the bill of notice coming into the Parliament today, which is aimed at removing liability for businesses like yours who are offering this, should something go wrong with a, you know, unclaimed container or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that a good move in your view?
Yeah, big time. I think it'll, we've never really advertised it, like I said, but I think it might push more businesses to now advertise it and to like push it on customers to bring in their containers. So I think it's a great thing.
It obviously wasn't a big enough concern for you not to offer that practice at your butchers. But can you see why it might be a disincentive for some business owners?
Oh, definitely. And we wouldn't sort of offer it to, if we got customers coming in that we've never seen before, you'd always be that little bit wary. You know, you'd obviously want to try to make a relationship with your customer and make sure that you both know exactly what's going on before you jump into it, because, like you said, there was no liability for us, was there? So it's been a growing thing, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if it goes through. Hopefully it grows.